You would have died at me last year. Mr. Watson, we were all sitting up in the lounge in those pecan trees, and we'd had a real bad rainstorm, and I had been telling them that as soon as it rained that the pecans would come down. And they said, "Oh, Miss Harry, these pecans are just not going to fall this year." I said, "Well, you wait till the wind blows and it rains." I said, "They'll come down now. We've had frost." And that morning, I'm telling you, I have never. All we knew, those pecan trees were full. And they were small, but they were the best tasting little old thing. And you just look out around where you pull into the library, and people were running over them, just mashing them all over the streets and everything. And I was up there, and I told Mr. Watson, I said, "Mr. Watson, if I go Havers with you, will you let me go down and pick up the fruit?"
Oh, me.
He said, "Miss Ed, if you won't get out there in that rain and do it, you can just go right ahead."
Well, so you got...
And so I got out, and I got near 10 pounds of pecans.
Now that's a bunch of pecans, especially the small ones.
I certainly did. We weighed them, and I had almost 10 pounds of pecans. And so I told him, he says, "Well, you going to pick them out for me?" I said, "No, I'm not going. If you can't do that," I stood up and picked them up.
Yeah. Well, are there any fruit trees around?
Oh, we have peach trees and plum trees and apple trees and...
Have any cherry trees?
Cherry, there are quite a number. We never did have any cherries in our part of it. But I had an uncle who had cherry trees galore.
What kind of berries do people grow around here?
Well, I think the most prominent one, of course, is the blackberry and the strawberries. But the blackberries are wild.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have a crop of them this year. I certainly hope so.
Well, if a child had been eating some berries and you didn't, or had some berries and you didn't know what they were, you might tell him not to eat them because they might be...
Well, they might be full of bugs or they might be poisonous.
Okay. Have you ever heard, you don't have any mountain laurel or anything around here, do you?
Very little. There's very, very little. There's some mountain laurel, but most of your mountain laurel will grow further south.
What about, you have magnolia?
Yes.
Okay. You ever hear it called anything else?
No, I don't think I have. Of course, here, that's all we speak of it as a magnolia tree.
What about cowcumber or cucumber? Is that a different kind of tree, or have you heard of a cowcumber tree?
I've never heard of a cowcumber tree. I know the cucumbers grow on vines.
Okay.
But talking about magnolias, when we were in the old library, when people began to come into this section here so rapidly, you know, from all parts of the country, and one morning one of the girls had been out, we have some beautiful magnolia trees in the cemetery, and she had been out there and she just pulled off a couple of the blooms and brought them in and put them in a great big, it was a big brass pot that we had there. And we put it right in the middle of the library, you know, right where you went in the door and you could see it. And of course, the fragrance of it all over the library, you know, was just something. People began to come in, you know, and they would say, "What in the world is that?" You know, and we'd say, "Magnolias." "Oh, is that what we always hear about?" And
yeah.
They hear those songs about. That was all we could hear all day long.
That's right. That's a true thing of the South.
It really is.
Let's see. A woman whose husband is dead is a what?
A widow.
Okay. What did you call your father?
Daddy.
And your mother?
Mother.
Okay. And your father and your mother are together are referred to as your
parents.
Okay. What did you call your grandfather?